Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. I often scratch my head when it comes to the movements of the Federal Reserve, responsible for raising and lowering interest rates. Currently, they are raising rates to try and quell inflation. Inflation of their own making, I might add. It's a well-known fact that printing up copious amounts of money to fund government, bail out financial institutions, and stave off economic pullbacks, if done to excess, will cause inflation. And of course, it has. Increasing all the money in circulation by about 80% in the last half a decade to stem off the economic collapse brought about by the COVID shutdowns. All that newly created cash has fostered the worst inflation in 40 years. In an attempt to reduce it, the Feds have implemented an historic series of interest rate increases. As often occurs in economic mechanics, however, trying to fix one problem can result in other problems. A great example of this is the current banking crisis. Banks take in deposits and are only required to keep a fraction of those deposits in cash. The rest they invest in a variety of highly regulated holdings. A common practice is to loan short-term, but invest long-term. What this means is they pay customers a small percentage on their deposits and buy longer-term debt instruments that pay a higher percentage than what they pay out, and they pocket the difference. All well and good until interest rates start to rise. Locked into longer-term debt where interest rate is fixed, when rates rise, the face value of that debt falls. It kind of works like this. Suppose a bank pays you 2% on your savings account. To cover that payment, they have to invest in something. So they might buy a 5-year bond, which is basically just an IOU, paying 4%. Remember, the longer the term of the loan, the higher interest it pays to the lender. When rates rise, forced up by the Fed as they are doing now, the bond the banks bought, which pays them 4%, then falls in value. Why does that happen? This is because if rates rise, a new 5-year bond might now be paying 6%. The problem arises when customers start withdrawing money in economic downturns to pay bills. In the case of all the recent bank failures, and the cause of most bank failures in general, customers increase their withdrawals as the economy slows. Since the bank is only required to keep a fraction of the deposits on hand in cash, and they invest the rest, the bank soon runs out of cash, and now has to sell some of those 5-year bonds, which are paying 4%, to raise cash to meet withdrawals. But the question is, who would buy a bond paying 4% when the new ones, because of rising rates, pay 6%? Well, the answer to that is nobody. So the bank has to discount the face value of the bond to entice buyers of their bonds that only pay 4% in the current 6% environment. So if the bank bought a $1,000 bond way back when and it was paying 4%, they have to sell the bond for, somewhere less than $1,000 for sure, to compensate the buyer of that bond for the lower 4% interest rate since new bonds are paying 6%. Bingo! The bank starts taking losses, having to sell its bonds for less than what they bought them for. The more the withdrawals that occur, the more bonds have to be sold, and the losses mount until such a point where the losses break the bank, known as the old-fashioned bank run. The bank runs out of cash and then suffers horrible losses on the sale of its bonds. The bank may eventually close their doors and short pay their customers, or they wait for a bailout. In a nutshell, the increase in rates by the Fed dooms the bank to losses if customers start massive withdrawals over and beyond what cash the banks keep on hand. The Feds aren't stupid. They know how this mechanism works, but having to quell the inflation they caused by printing up insane amounts of money during the last few decades, they now have to raise rates. This increase in rates may cause banks to take massive losses on their bond portfolios as nervous Americans run to withdraw their life savings. And round we go. Like I said, one problem can beget a solution, which in turn can cause other problems. The real problem, in my opinion, is the Fed itself. Raising rates to address inflation now opens up a whole new can of worms. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. My website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti. Money.
Sheriff, don't take a slice of mine.